This episode of Kickin' It Old School with Dan and Jim is brought to you by the Seika Network on blogtalkradio.com. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Kicking It Old School at KCA Radio 1050 AM, the station that leaves
Jim behind.
Yeah! I'm hoping I don't get fired again today, Dan.
Yeah, you might.
Oh, so. Shoot. Anyways, this is Jim, and I'm sitting here with Dan and the lovely Mia Mocha.
Hello,
Mia,
hello.
Mia, Mia.
Hi.
And we're here for your entertainment pleasure.
You guys understand that I'm set between two beautiful women here, and they drive me nuts all day.
I feel a heavy workload coming on.
Oh, nice. Yes.
All right, we got a great show today. Yeah. We got...
Wait. I have to have Mia adjust the monitor.
What? The monitor?
Yeah, because we have this, like, bright neon green shirt here.
Yay! Burn!
Hey, this is like the in color. This is the in color. This is like, you know, a preppy color. I'm supposed to be preppy today.
Oh, you're preppy, huh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, I'm glad you clarified that for me, sir.
Hey, my son bought me this shirt, okay?
Oh.
Enough said? Is that enough said?
It's his favorite color.
It is.
I'm lying, but.
Okay, you had me.
It is his favorite color.
Your son. Okay.
Yeah, it is his favorite color.
Well, anyways, before we get into any more mania, I'd like to say thank you to our sponsors. Who are they all, Dan?
First Data, who, if you haven't got First Data, you don't have the right people. First Data does credit card processing, and they will guarantee they'll beat your current rate, so they'll give you $500. You can't beat that.
I'm going to, like, do it. Just, like, I'm going to sign up and then tell them they didn't beat it, and I'm just going to pretend so I can get the $500. You think I can do that, sir?
They might sue you.
Oh.
No, you can't do that.
Dang it.
Let's see. What else? We've got Preferred Perks, and they let us brand Masters Perks. So Preferred Perks, that's German Hernandez's group. And German, we're doing a shout-out for you.
Isn't it Herman?
Herman Hernandez.
Come on.
German Hernandez.
Okay.
Herman.
There we go.
Yeah, that Herman, but he goes by German.
Okay. That's because you're a white boy, sir.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
okay, got it.
You're a gringo.
Okay, I'm a gringo, so yeah, I have to call him German. Everybody else call him Herman. We're really good friends, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And let's see, who else we've got?
You're not talking about me.
We've got Assurity Life, and they did some really good stuff for us. And you can also work with Herman Hernandez to get all your insurance needs. Who else we got? Monster Drinks.
Breeders
USA.
Breeders Perks.
We got Breeders Perks, Masters Perks. Monster Drinks is another one, and they're doing really good stuff for us. I think that's just about everybody. Oh. Masters Magazine, main primary sponsor. They're there every year for us. They just a really, really good group. If you don't have if you're looking for a magazine, they have an online magazine, and they send out DVDs with their magazine and every month. So it's a great thing. I think that's it. Traditions Clothing Line with Don Wilson and Rising Sun Productions. I think those all of them.
Phew.
That's impressive.
Sheesh.
That's a nice line of sponsors.
How about
there.
That?
Yeah, they're good for us.
Okay, so it's already 10 after, so let's go through this really quick. We need to do the Masters Hall of Fame update. And if you guys don't know about it, haven't heard about it, it is taking place on August 1st in Long Beach in conjunction with the 50th anniversary of the Internationals. If you haven't made plans to be there, if you haven't bought your tickets...
You get them now.
You're going to get left behind.
Just
and I'm
like
telling
Jim.
You. I'm telling you. I know. I don't want to be here anyway. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's going to be an amazing event, and it's going to be mania. It definitely is.
It's going to be a really good event. A couple things for our ambassadors out there listening. We're getting calls that say, hey, my inductees are on a list. Your inductees will not make the list unless their paperwork is completed. I can't guarantee that they will be on the induction list unless we have all the induction paperwork in. So it's really important to reach out to the inductees that are going to be here at the Masters Hall of Fame and ensure that their paperwork's in. The deadline's passed, but we extended it for a week to try to get this thing caught up. It's going to be a great, great event. Doing really, really well for this event. So
can I say something here, sir? I just wanted to say, if you guys have an issue with any of your paperwork, come to me and see if I can screen it out and resolve it, because Hunchy's really, really overextended. So if I can take care of it at my level, mere peon level here, then that would make things a lot easier. If I can't, then we will escalate it to him and see what happens at that
she's
point.
She's more than a peon. We'll give her a little more status than that.
Okay. Where is that? Where does that leave me?
Poupon.
I feel like so mustardy. A gray poupon.
Oh, that's a new one. I got to remember. I'm going to write that down. Okay.
Don't bother, Mia.
Don't bother. I'm wondering how to spell it.
Like that mustard.
P-O-O-P.
Can you at least hold your pinky out when you say that or something?
Oh, she's going to get you after the show.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. He says probably. Not till I get my ride home and then, you know.
There you go.
Business first.
It's too hot to hitchhike. I don't even think people hitchhike anymore. Do the kids of this generation even know what that means anymore, hitchhike?
No, I don't think so. You know, I picked up a hitchhiker on
what?
The way from Alaska.
That's that suitcase in your trunk?
Yeah.
No.
I'm serious. This old guy was standing out on the freeway. I dropped Jem off after the show, and I was going to work. And this old guy standing on the freeway.
He's a cop.
You know I have a gun in the car, right?
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it.
I forgot. Sorry.
Anyway, he fell asleep in my car, and I took him to L.A., and he wanted to get off at, like, Ontario. He didn't tell me.
Oops.
So I'm like, oh, well, dude, you go the other way. So.
About face.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Oh, my. That was nice of you, though.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend other people doing it.
I got to go in the carpool lane.
I kind of did that the other day, but she wasn't a hitchhiker, but she was some crazy lady. Now, she was in front of where I live, and I guess she came up to me. She goes, hey, do you know what the bus schedule is or whatever? I was like, no, and I was getting in my car. And she said, she started giving me the spiel about, I thought she had missed her bus, you know, the way she was talking. Mm-hmm. So I kind of felt bad. She goes, gosh, I'm going for a job interview. And I'm like, oh, darn it. And my kid was with me, and I said, well, and she starts asking me all these questions, how far is this? And I was like, do you need me to look up something on the internet? And she's all, well, if you could just help me out. And long story short, I said, I can't say that word on the radio. I said, look, here's the deal. I said, I got my kid. If I give you a ride anywhere, your purse is going in the trunk, and you got to take off your jacket. I like made her pretty much just do it that way. I said, this is where I'm taking you, and that's it.
That's funny.
And, you know, I helped her out.
You have a big heart.
No, I'm not about
that. You got a big something.
Okay,
I got a couple of big somethings there, Dan. But anyways, we're already going to a break?
Yeah, we got.
Okay, and when we come back, are we going to talk to our guest yet? And who is
Alan
that, Dan?
Goldberg. Sifu Alan Goldberg from Action Martial Arts.
And so we only have a couple of shows left. We're trying to squeeze everybody in. This is going to be an action-packed show. So we'll be back in a little bit. This is Kicking It Old School at KCAA Radio, 1050 AM, the station that leaves Jem behind. See you in a few.
Out there in martial arts world. If you haven't had an opportunity to check out Everything Jem's podcast, please do so. You could find her on Facebook.
Welcome,
okay.
Welcome, welcome to Kicking It Old School.
That was impressive.
That was weird.
Not as weird as those coins you're going to give me.
Oh, there's something there.
Yeah, 50 cents is all it costs.
50 cents? Gee, I told you it was 50 cents each.
You know what? They have no idea what you two talk about.
I bet they do. If they know me and they're on my Facebook, I bet they do, huh,
they
sir?
Might be able to read your lips on the Ustream.
They might.
What? If they were watching the Ustream, they probably saw the motions and me, like,
doing some things.
Doing something.
It's all Mia's fault.
My fault?
Yeah, you're the instigator.
He's wearing green. He's bringing it out of you. It's all his fault.
Is that true?
I think so.
Do we have our guest on the line, poor thing?
Yes.
And we have so much to talk about, you know, and we have this action pack because
good
we
stuff.
Didn't even talk about the fight this weekend.
We're going to do that at the bottom of the hour because Terry's actually coming on the show.
He is.
Yeah, Terry Johnson. Yeah.
Are you going to sit him in that crappy chair?
No, he's going to call.
Oh,
him.
Okay.
He's going to call him. Like Alan Goldberg.
Okay.
Hi,
Alan Goldberg, sir.
How are you?
I'm so sorry that it sounds like all this, but, you know, he's just starting to unwind because the Masters Hall of Fame is so close, you know.
It is.
Well, I do understand that.
Yeah, I bet you do. Your event's a couple times bigger than mine, so I can't even imagine the stuff you go through.
Well, going into it, it's a little different type of event. So, we don't really do a Hall of Fame per se. We do a Hall of Honors, which is just for honoring people. But we have 14 events in the same weekend.
Yeah.
We kind of come from a little different direction. If you
can
want
you?
Right.
I don't know. I know absolutely nothing about it. I'm sorry to say, sir. Can you break it down for the dummy?
Okay, yeah, sure, we'll do that. First of all, we run, our surrounding of it is our dinner. We have close to 1,400 people at our dinner every year.
That's huge.
We're actually the largest piece of business in the Tropicana Atlantic City's history.
Wow, congratulations, that's huge, too.
We've broken all the records and the casinos, and they like me all of a sudden.
Do you get a piece of the casino business?
No,
you can work on that.
The state doesn't allow that. That's called the mafia, and they kind of stay away from that.
That's another show, sir.
Yeah,
we can't talk about that on this one.
There we go. But we surround ourselves around the dinner, and that's originally where we started. But we've evolved to something different.
Yeah, you're huge.
And we do a 3-day event, and actually it's 3 full days with the nights. And as I said, we have 14 to 15 different events now. This year we have a trade show, which are over 100 vendors. We have over 70 seminars at the event. This year we have 5 tournaments going on that weekend.
Wow.
We have a grappling tournament on Sunday, a point MMA tournament, we have a stick fighting tournament, a full martial art tournament, and then we have this year we just brought on arm wrestling, which is very, very big.
I think I might be able to do that, sir. What do you think?
Yeah, okay. Why not, right? Might as well try.
What's the date?
We also have... it's January 22nd, 23rd, and 24th this year.
It's going to be in Atlantic City, right?
Atlantic City, yeah.
Okay.
And we've kind of changed things up every year, and this year we've gone a lot more towards the health and fitness industry with the martial arts involved, of course.
Ooh, I like all that.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, sir.
We're writing notes back to each other.
We're trying to figure out. Mia, can you help us out here if anybody wants to call in? What is the listener number that is working today?
It is 1-888-909-1050.
So please, anybody out there that has a question about the event or would like to talk to Mr. Goldberg, please call us.
888-909-1050. We do have some odd people, and if I mention some of the names, I know you ladies will probably be coming down. We have Joe Piscopo there. We have Dan Severin, Fred Williamson.
I thought you said no mafia.
Anyway.
I'm there, sir.
Donna
I'm there.
Don the Dragon, Cynthia Rothrock, Bill Wallace.
Yay!
Ray Mercer. We have... what's the name of this guy? Jason Statham.
I was gonna say Daniel Heck.
we have Jason Statham coming in from the Expendables. That's gonna be tremendous.
That's great.
I think I'm gonna have to bust into my Disneyland money to do this.
Well, I'll probably be there this year, Ellen. I'm planning on coming. So.
Good. I mean, it's amazing. We've just built this thing where the celebrities are coming to me. They want to come now.
Yeah, that's
we have
really
over
good.
40 celebrities, so it's
that's
really
phenomenal.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your martial arts a little bit. Man, I was really impressed. You got over 40 years in the martial arts, and you did 5 years at the Shaolin Temple?
Well, no, actually, it's 51 years this year. It's
51? Your website, you need
to... get a spanking for that, sir.
You need to fire your webmaster. It says 40.
Yeah, well, that's an old one, but that's actually, it's 40 years within Wing Chun Kung Fu.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah,
well, you can keep him then, so he's not fired.
It's 51 years in the martial arts.
Wow,
so
that's
been
amazing.
Doing it for a short time.
So the 5 years in the Shaolin Temple, tell us how you got there, because not too many people can get there.
Here's what I got to tell you. This Shaolin Temple was in the United States.
It was?
Okay. It was in the United States. It was my master came over from Hong Kong and brought over with a few other Buddhist monks and opened up a school with a double floor which the temple was on. And there was some really, no one knew what was going on at the time. We thought it was a Chinese restaurant, very honestly. Really. I mean, nobody knew what Wing Chun was even at that time.
Right.
And I had been to Madison Square Garden. I ran into this gentleman, Jason Lau, who was my master. And he says, hey, listen, I'm here now, whatever. And I ran into him into the street about a week later. And believe me, 3 months later, I wound up moving in.
Wow.
And I just left. I was still going to school, but I moved in. It was probably one of the greatest experiences of my life. I mean, living there with him, and we had other 5 other people had lived there with us at the same time. And we had different, monks, different people coming in and out of school. But that was actually a separate thing. The religious aspects was one thing, but we were basically the martial art aspect. And, I mean, I couldn't ask for a better background.
Right.
And being around the Chinese community, I was actually the first American being accepted by the Chinese community back in Chinatown in the early 70s because of being involved like this.
Yeah. That's, so, that's truly amazing. So you got to train daily in the temple with some phenomenal martial artists, there's no doubt.
Well, we had no choice. Very honestly, because we lived there. And, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, I get a knock on my door. Come on, we're training.
You know, I live with my, it's not the same, but I live with my instructor for 4 years. And same kind of stuff. 2 o'clock in the morning, he wakes me up with katana. So.
What are you talking about? I get people, like, messaging me and calling me at 2 o'clock in the morning for their nominees, sir.
So I truly understand what you're talking about, that that martial arts training knows no schedule. So
yeah, it was very new, but it was great stuff. And then, of course, I wanted to get married, and my wife wouldn't accept me living in the school any longer.
Whoa.
But I had to move out. So.
Wait, move out from your wife? No,
kidding.
I'm just messing with you, sir.
That's funny.
Actually, today's my 35th anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Look at you.
You stayed with me for a long time.
Sheesh.
Wow. You could get a medal from that from Congress. You know
I
that,
know.
Right?
Yeah. There's got to be a Hall of Fame for that stuff now, too, right?
This day and age, definitely. Yeah,
31 awesome. Years, the same woman. That's truly amazing.
Yeah. Well, we're not in Hollywood, I guess. That's what the whole thing is.
So. There we go. I gotcha. So let's talk about some of the things that go on at the Hall of Honors, because I've never been to your event. I've always tried to get there, but there's always something going on at that time in my life. But this year, I think, because it's in January, the second week of January, third week in January, I think I've got it scheduled.
Sir, before you start answering, I just want you to know that nobody is listening, so we want to know all the secrets that go on behind the scenes, please.
Okay, not a problem.
It's just me, you, and Dan. That's it.
And not the 6 million other people that listen to our show?
Yeah, they're not.
You're not here?
No.
Okay,
no,
good
sir.
Deal. All right.
Well, the amazing thing is we are also surrounded around a whole part of the business end. We have actually, at our event, we have a whole end of people like Ali Alberigo, Dave Kovar, Ellie Shulman, Stephen Oliver. I mean, these people come in and do a whole business end.
Yeah.
Even the president, Frank Silverman, from the Maya Group. They come in, they do a whole thing for 2 days. We have Napa does their world tour there. We have the 5 tournaments, the seminars. We have, like I say, over 70 seminars coming up. But the greatest part of what happens is I tell people, if you're just coming for the award, don't come.
Right.
And what we've done, we've built a community now. We've built a relationship between people that just want to come and be part of it as a friend, as the camaraderie that we've built.
Yeah, Dana Abbott tells me every year, are you coming? Same thing with Don Warner. He's like, Dan, you need to go. And I'm like, I'm
trying to put Dana not to come anymore. He's a troublemaker.
He walks around with his...
Ooh, I want to go where he's going. He's a troublemaker?
We put these two together, and we're in trouble.
He's a good friend of mine. But
yeah.
The truth of the matter is, it's just a wild weekend. We have... Friday night wine and cheese party. We have a big dinner on Thursday night with all the celebrities. We have over 40 of these celebrities come in. Michael Jai White comes, Gary Tagawa. I mean, literally, when you see the list, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm working with Randy Couture's coming now. We're working on Mark Henry, Riddick Bowe. So we got it's a wild crew. And then they get together. They all come in. Nobody worries about, you know, who's better than the other. They just come to have a great time.
Right.
And then we have the banquet. And we have a party on Sunday morning, like a breakfast. So it's always something going on. And actually, I have Louis Neglia. He runs one of the largest shows, the MMA shows, in Atlantic City also. We have him on Friday night also. So it's like a Disney World for martial artists.
Are you doing a grappling tournament this year?
Yeah, we have a grappling tournament on Sunday.
Very cool.
Yeah, so we have, you know, tremendous amount of this. If there's something for everybody, let's just put it that way.
Yeah, gotcha.
Something for everybody.
So
and
let's talk about getting people out there from California, because I know with my event, I have a lot of local people coming, and we have maybe 20% of our population comes from outside of California, maybe 30. But yours is a little bit different. You have people coming from all over the world, right?
Yeah, we have 30 countries coming every year. This year we're probably close to 35 countries coming in.
That's amazing.
There's countries I can't even pronounce very honestly. So you're really, you know, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, and there's all these stans are coming in. We have a lot of the Caribbean come in. It's just amazing. And again, it's through contacts, people we meet, and we even have some people come, some big politicians come from Russia, Latvia. And it's becoming a world event, so it's not so much where we're even depending on the local martial arts. We want everyone to be there.
Right.
I wish I had a bigger place, very honestly. Last year, the hotel also told us that our convention was the largest convention they ever had since they opened up also.
That's amazing.
So we got a point where we almost had to close the doors.
You know, and people are saying the martial arts business is dead. I don't think so.
You know, the good martial arts business is dead. I shouldn't say that. But, you know, there's so much. That's why I really put so much effort into making my event work.
Right.
Because I'm trying to get that people to understand, listen, it's a community we're in. Let's make this work. And we're responsible. I mean, I'm a big guy that I fight all these liars and all the guys that are out there conning people all the time.
Right.
I really don't care. I said, my reputation stands for itself. If these guys want to be con men, I'm going to tell people who they are and what they are.
Right. I kind of leave it behind myself. I get, as you do, I get attacked quite regularly. So, it is what it is.
Don't tell them how it is between us, Dan.
Yeah, Jim's the one that's attacking me. So,
anyway. Yeah, I understand. You know something, but usually people that will attack you is the ones that they're very unhappy with themselves, and that's what I'm sorry.
That's the way it is, right? So,
yeah, but we're trying just to build a community. We're trying to build something that's good for everybody. And I don't want to leave anyone out. That's my biggest thing. I don't want to leave any group out. And we've been pretty successful so far.
What do you want to tell our listeners out here in California?
Well, listen, if you always catch me on Facebook. It's under my name, Alan Gold, A-L-A-N Goldberg. Hit me up. I'll be able to give you all the information you need. Or my email is actionma4@gmail.com. And I can send all the information I need.
And the website address, sir?
It's hohmega.com.
Hohmega.com.
Mega.com. And that gives all the information on the events, the tournaments, so on and so forth.
Good deal. All right. Well, I was glad to have you on. We've been trying to get you back on the show for a while. We've had you on a couple different times. One of the last show we talked about our the education in martial arts, these doctors that are up running around there. So
that's don't get me started again.
That's always a funny story. But, you know, I'll have one of the real doctors here next year when I finish my PhD in an actual college and with a subject matter behind it.
Collagen, isn't
go.
That like for
you
your
go.
Face and stuff?
There we go. So anyway, Alan, I really appreciate you coming up. We're getting ready. We're pushing up on a hard break here. I do
good
appreciate you coming.
Good luck on your event. Good luck, and I hope everything works out for you. And I see what's going on, so you look like you're going to have a great event.
Yeah, it's great stuff. And I'm going to be there in January. Count me in.
Okay. All right, folks. Have a great one.
This is Alan Goldberg on KCA 1050 AM. We'll see you in 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
Chicken at Old School at KCAA Radio, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind. Take this over for a second, Dan.
Okay, well, we've got a great guest coming up, Terry Johnson. He's coming on the show here in a few seconds. He's in the middle of something. We're going to talk about the Masters Hall of Fame and what's going on there this year. It's going to be a pretty huge event.
I think you should talk about those workshops again, because those are pretty amazing.
Okay, I'll get there.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Okay.
I'm just like,
So the Masters Hall of Fame event.
I'm just excited.
She is excitable. So the Masters Hall of Fame event in Long Beach, it's going to be in conjunction with Long Beach International. This is the 50th year anniversary of Ed Parker's tournament that he started in 1964. Our keynote speaker is going to be his son, Ed Parker Jr. He's going to be the keynote speaker at the Masters Hall of Fame. It's going to be a huge, huge event. I'm truly excited about what is going on in the martial arts community. We just had Alan Goldberg on, and he has his big event in Atlantic City. Thank you, Jim. His big event in Atlantic City that is just amazing. It's 1,400 people at his dinner. Ours is about half that size. But he does it at a casino, and Atlantic City is a pretty big venue. We're going to be a bunch of us are going there this year. What else is going on with the Masters Hall of Fame? We've got seminars, and our seminar schedule starts on Saturday at 8 o'clock in the morning. You can go to Facebook and check out our seminars, and it'll be a really, really good thing. Is Jim is dancing behind me? And
I'm not going to dance in front of you.
Okay. So that's unique in itself. So we're talking about seminars a little bit. One of the great things about our seminars is we have different styles and different artists, martial artists from different backgrounds teaching. One of the really good ones, well, they're all really good, but one of the seminars that it's for these kickboxers that are looking to come into kickboxing. I've got Robert Parham coming into the doing a seminar. Robert's a dojo brother. We grew up together. 5-time world champion.
Wow,
kickboxing
awesome.
Champion. Yeah, and he's, you know, won point tournaments, and he's done it all. And a phenomenal martial artist. And Robert, if you're out there, we're doing a shout-out for you. Robert is also in a doctorate program getting a DBA, so he's kind of a well-rounded martial artist is successful in every aspect of his life. You know, those kind of guys are hard to find.
I like the whole thing with Rashida because I saw her on Facebook and I saw what she did for the 4th of July. Did you see her stuff on there?
Right, right.
And I was like, geez, I want to go to her house.
Yeah, Rashida's seminar is the last seminar of the day. And what I love about Rashida's seminar, she's going to take applications from martial arts, different martial arts systems, and show you how to apply that in a street. So it's kind of make it street worthy, in how you can take anything and develop it to work in the street. And I've got to take over for a second, Jim.
Yeah. Oh my God. Speaking about the streets, I think we finally got Terry on the line. Didn't we get our guest?
Terry's on the line.
Uh huh.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, what's going on?
You had me stressing here for a second. I had this show all built around you, and all of a sudden now I'm talking about walking the street with Jim.
And Jim dancing behind him and all that craziness.
I was on the floor teaching. I had to run back over to my phone.
Oh, well, you know, you're all... I understand
that. We multitask, too.
So, this is Terry Johnson, Grandmaster Terry Johnson. He has Archangel Worldwide MMA, and he's got a great event coming up this Saturday. Tell us a little bit about your event, where it's at, and what we got planned for this year.
And where I'm supposed to go. No, I'm just kidding.
Jen's going to be a ring girl this year.
As long as I can wear the cat suit, I'm cool. The cat suit, stilettos, I'm good.
She's good.
I'll leave my shoes on. Your other ring girl, I would have fired her. She took her stripper shoes off there, Terry.
I know, right?
What's up with that?
You got a little tired, huh?
Jeez, I can mow the grass in my stilettos, I'll tell you that. Okay?
That's a lot of miles.
That's a real one.
There you go. So tell us a little bit about this year's event, because this is the moment of truth, right?
Yeah. We have two title fights. We have two title fights at this particular event, and we have a live performance by Sugar Free. This is going to be fun.
Okay.
And we have Rent a Wheel coming down, and they're actually giving away a couple of sets of rims. So that's going to be a good thing.
Well, I can tell the listeners here, I've been to almost all of your shows, if not all of your shows, and they're phenomenal. So you got great fights. Even these are amateur fights, but these guys really put on a show.
Oh, yeah, they go all out.
Yeah, one of them ended up in the hospital a couple times ago. So I mean, yeah, he was. They were putting it out on the street, man. I tell you.
Yeah, they do it. They do it. Yeah, the fighters that come to Archangel really they go in. So it's
Yeah, they don't get into the play. That's for darn sure.
Nah.
So how many of these events have you had, sir?
This is our third one here in Riverside. So. We decided to do it big, you know, that's why we brought in, you know, Sugar Free, and like I said, we have Ring of Wheel now, so it's going to be a big one. This one's going to be a monster.
I'm looking forward to it. I've got a couple guests coming in also, and I guess I'm going to be doing post-fight again, right?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, I like that.
You and I signed up for it before, a few weeks ago, with Terry, huh, sir?
You signed her up for post-fight?
Yep.
This is going to be fun. This is going
to
be fun.
It's okay, right? I don't have like to have a dump button or anything over there, right? Since I can just say whatever I want. Is that right?
That's dangerous. That's dangerous. I'm just telling that right now. That's really dangerous.
He just told me I could.
Okay.
That's all that matters.
We can't be limited.
Right, that's right. Shoot.
Hey, speaking of that, do we have any women fight this fight?
We have one. We have one. We have one scheduled to go in, and it's going to be a good one.
Who's the fighters?
It's going to be a good one. So we have Elizabeth Rodriguez and Kelly Van Hoy from Millennia.
Oh, really?
And how long have they been fighting?
They both have, Elizabeth has one fight under her belt, and this is going to be Kelly's debut.
Didn't Elizabeth fight at the last fight?
No, she didn't fight at that one, at the last one. She was going to come in, but we weren't able to get her matched up right. But
okay, gotcha.
Yeah, she's in this one, though.
Super, super. What title fights we got going on this year, or this fight?
Well, we have Joshua Maher and Christopher Figueroa, and we have Corey Allen and Alberto, Chris Sykes and John Lee. They're going at it.
Okay.
It's going to be a good one. Yeah.
And what's the title for?
They're 145 and 170.
Wow, those are two good weight classes. And this is going to be the moment of truth amateur championships, right?
That's it.
I love it, man. That's going to be great. So what else can we talk about your event? You have events about every 3 months?
Yeah, we try to do it every 60 days. We try to get in every 60 days.
Oh, my gosh. That's a heck of a schedule.
Yeah, and then, we have Live Nation with us, so, they do a great job for us in the production of the event with, all of our lighting and so on. And we have actually a new ring announcer. Jim Fitzgerald is coming down from L.A.
Oh, you got a new ring announcer?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Jim Fitzgerald's coming down. Yeah,
cool.
He's going to be there. James Trotter will be doing, our video production as usual. He does an excellent job. So,
well, you might have to turn me on to your lighting guys. We need some lighting and sound at the Masters Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah, I'll let them know. Yeah, they're right there, Live Nation. Those guys are the business. They keep it right.
All right. I'm writing notes right now.
Yeah,
that's
is.
Live Nation. All right, so let's see. We got this Saturday at the Riverside Auditorium, correct?
That's it. And everybody, if you want to enter to win a set of rims, text FIGHT to 57739.
57739, and you're going to text FIGHT?
That's it.
Okay.
Do you have any sponsors for your events? Do you want to give a shout-out to?
Yeah, Clark's Nutrition, EOTAN, Totally Divas. They do these parties for these little girls. They come out and they like dress them up and do these little spa things with them. They make them feel like they're doing this whole thing. These girls love that thing.
I like it. I like it. Okay, so we got great fights coming up. What time is the show?
The show starts at 7, doors open at 6. ODM is going to be there. He's a friend of mine, so it's going to be a good time.
ODM's doing like the halftime or intermission show?
Yeah, he's going to be doing part of that with Sugar Free.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, we look forward to seeing you there, and I'll let you get back to class. Terry, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, and I will see you Saturday. I'll be doing post-fight for everybody. Jem and I will be doing post-fight.
Uh-huh.
And Jem's going to be in a bikini.
No.
She's going to do the ring girl.
Okay,
I'm not,
you know what, Terry, he's trying to get me to go topless right here on Ustream. He's asking, the details to Mia. He's like, can we do that legally? I was like, what?
Well, you just promised me stilettos. You just told me how real women.
I'll do the stiletto. Okay, you know what? Okay, here we go. Here we go. I will come in a black cat suit and stilettos. How's that?
FMP.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're gonna call. We're gonna call him just FMP.
I might fall over a few hundred times, but that's all good.
We just get her drunk and then we'll be all set.
No, not drunk. They don't let me get drunk anymore. They're no fun.
No fun. All right, Terry. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
And we'll see everybody at the Moment of Truth at Archangel
Tournament of Truth.
Tournament of Truth?
Jeez. Tournament of Truth,
oh,
Archangel,
right.
Riverside Auditorium.
You and I are the Moment of Truth. I gotcha. Okay. This is Kicking It Old School, 10:50 a.m. Maya, take it away.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
California, this is Grandmaster Eric O'Neill from New Orleans, Louisiana, here with Dan and Eddie kicking it old school.
Welcome back to Kicking It Old School at KCAA Radio 1050 AM, the station. Yep.
That leaves Jem behind.
This is Jem, and I'm sitting here with...
Dan Hecht. Hey, this music that we're listening to is by Eddie Morales.
This groovy music?
Yeah. Crank it. There we go. That is Eddie Morales. He was co-host for a while. And Eddie, we love you, and we're looking forward to having you back next season.
Talk about a talented guy. I mean,
oh my gosh.
Isn't he like 7 foot tall?
And well, he's 6'5".
Oh, he's 6'5". And he can sing. He can do all these other things. And he's a tough
Wait, 7 feet tall?
Well, he looks, you know, like a, you know, nice, strong, tall guy.
He is a nice, strong, tall guy.
Yeah.
You love him, though.
Oh, Mia. My.
He's all up high and everything.
She's talking about him kicking
he's
his leg up
skills.
High.
Yeah. See, it was one of those things that we had pictures with Mia.
Yeah,
and she was all excited.
I never got all that from, you know, him, but, you know,
awesome.
I was missing something, I guess.
Yeah, Eddie's phenomenal guy.
He is.
He does protection work. He's that's kind of stuff he's doing right now. He's doing some EP work out there, and we miss you, Eddie, and we're looking forward to having you back on the show next year.
Yay.
Yeah, very cool.
Okay,
very cool.
So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that's coming up.
What's coming up?
Well, you all about Jem.
Coming up. Actually, yeah. I mean, we had a little bit of a bleep in our system, so I went to just doing a podcast right now. Y'all, I'm going to be uploading it to YouTube. I have a couple on YouTube. It is incredibly challenging. Oh, my gosh!
And, you know, can I give you a suggestion live on the air?
Don't
dance in front of the camera.
Did you like that last one?
Oh, my gosh. I turned it off.
It was so funny. It was so funny. You should see it, Mia. I had so many people texting me going... That's ridiculous. That's the stupidest thing that I've ever seen.
It was a move. You were making a move, right?
She was like...
It's funny. You have to see it. I'm just like, okay, I don't even care. It's so funny because...
That's the best kind of dancing is you don't care.
Okay, that's how I dance most of the time, like I don't care, okay? But anyway, I'm recording it in my bedroom, and I just, like, all I have right now is a webcam. I don't have a background. I have nothing. So there's no sounds, and it's really funny because, like, during one of the shows, my kids are, like, knocking on my door going, hey, can I get a Q-tip? And I'm like, hold on, I'm recording. So it's about as raw as it gets. But, like, the cool thing is, you know, obviously I have this health condition. For those of you who don't know, I was recently...
Yeah.
I was recently diagnosed with breast cancer. Although I don't claim it, I always say that I was recently diagnosed. So I've decided to document my story and everything, and it's been really cool. And while I was here on the station, I was going to take a Monday to Friday show. Now I'm just doing it on podcast. I think this is going to work better. But right now it's just me in front of a webcam. So I'm financially challenged. What can I say? You know what I mean? So, you know, we'll be able to see it. It's like one of those grassroots projects. So I'm actually more excited about that. I don't edit anything. I don't, you know, some days I don't have makeup.
When she says she's raw, she's really, really raw.
Raw and
like
real.
Raw. It's just like scary. So, but
wow.
It's a pretty amazing project. Someone that comes out and shares that process. I mean, there's a lot of women out there that are going through the same thing.
Everything. You're going to be sharing everything.
Well,
actually,
what happened is, I went to the Cannabis Cup last week, and, you know, I'm going to be, like I said, trying the alternative things. I'm going to be posting my biopsy pictures, the bruising of my boobs and stuff like that after the biopsy. One of the things that I really affected me, and I don't know if I've said this before, but if you've probably listened to my other shows, is the hardest thing was to tell my 14-year-old son. Oh. And he is my little man. I mean, if something breaks, he
great
does
kid.
It. Yeah, I've got great kids. And that was the worst thing. And then just having all the guys on my Facebook, the martial artists, I had so many of them tell me, gosh, my mom had it, my sister had it. Yeah. And, you know, some of them said, like one of them told me, this is heartbreaking. He said, my girlfriend, you know, stayed in the room for 8 months, couldn't see her, couldn't touch her, couldn't do anything. I said, so what kind of support is there for men? You know what I mean? And, I mean, these are their mothers that they're losing. You know, their daughters. It's horrible. So mine is a little bit more geared towards men, and because of that, I'm taking a totally different approach. I'm doing, coming up, probably this week, I'm doing body paintings.
Mm-hmm.
I found a gentleman who's publishing a book. He's going to paint my body. We're going to do about 3 different themes. It's going to go in his book, but we're also going to use it to promote the, cancer awareness. We're not going to just call it breast cancer because, I mean, you can get rid of breast cancer and then you can have it somewhere else. And
right.
That tends to be how it is. We're talking about cancer in general,
yeah.
You know. And I want people to see so that if somebody gets diagnosed, they can say, wow, that's what they're going through. Or maybe these are the questions I should ask. Or,
right.
You know, maybe this is an alternative I should look into.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really cool because the first body painting photo shoot we're going to do is, it's going to be a dragon. And that's what we picked for the martial arts theme.
Wow.
So, and I'm going to do, like, not... I don't want to do, like, conflicting Japanese, Chinese, all this stuff, but we're going to do kind of like a geisha girl, I think, kind of painting for my face. We're going to do a military one, and, yeah, so pretty much I'm naked
with paint. He's going to completely cover you.
Not necessarily.
Sun skin.
Yeah, like on the one for the military, what we're going to do is kind of do a uniform, but it's going to kind of look like it's open so you can actually see part of my boobs, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. So, you know, it's just really an avant-garde kind of approach to things just so I can really kind of grab people. Well, I don't care if you hate it or you like it.
Wait a minute. How did you get connected with this artist?
The funny thing is I'm a very spiritual person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I'm going to pay the bills from day to day. That's kind of the way we roll at my house, you know?
Okay.
But the universe is good and, okay, I'm going to get all emotional, but, you know, I find people. I find people and,
And they find you.
Yeah, they find me. And, you know, I've had people from all over the different countries just contact me randomly saying, yeah, my mom had cancer. And it's a
unique experience that what she's going through. And one of the things that brought us together is that she's going through this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And being able to share this journey with her and help her out when I can is something that she said. She finds people. You know, it was a mistake. She called me.
Yeah,
he returned.
Well, there are no mistakes, but
right.
It was a missed phone call. He called me back because he had a missed phone call.
And she didn't know who I was, and I didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Heart attack.
I'm telling you, I have the most amazing luck.
You act like you've known each other forever.
I think we have.
Well, our karate background. We have similar friends. We know a lot of the same people.
Have you ever crossed paths before?
No.
Well, maybe.
Maybe, but
yeah.
We wouldn't know.
Because she's been at tournaments I've been at, and she knows people. My dojo brothers once set her nose in a fight. She broke her nose in a fight.
What?
And
yeah.
Doc Jones.
Those are good. Okay, continue.
Doc Jones set her nose. Doc Jones is a dojo brother. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny because I was just randomly telling Dan one of those stories, and he said, and he reached out to him. He goes, "Oh yeah." He goes, "That sounds like something I would have done back then."
Doc is a medic in the military. He's actually a PhD also. He's got his doctorate in religious studies. He's
a minister. Man, I want to talk to him more then.
Yeah, and so Doc's a medic, a military medic, and phenomenal martial artist. I mean. He's Robert Parham's instructor. So we're all related in the martial arts world, in the martial arts family. We trained together for years. The guy's a phenomenal fighter.
I'm curious, how was your first conversation face-to-face?
Whose?
Both of you, together. When you first met each other face-to-face, not on the phone, how was it?
Like we knew each other?
Yeah, like we've
you
known each other.
You can tell.
Yeah.
Like with a lot of people, I have that effect. You know, like I had people that I had never met today come over to my house. It's weird because my bedroom is like my house. Like people.
It wasn't from Craigslist though.
Yeah. No, but you know what? I gotta tell you a funny. I gotta tell you a funny Craigslist story. But you know, I people tell me that all the time. They go, "Gosh, I can talk to you like I've known you for years."
But I'm like that with just about everybody though.
And so you two came together and the rest is history?
Yeah,
she came on the show. You know, she's got a karate background.
That love-hate thing. But, you know,
she keeps mentioning the karate.
Well, you know what was really cool, though, is, you know, the Doc thing, when we're talking about that, he said he had this really cool compliment. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I'll have to find it to repost it or whatever. But he said something about being a warrior and stuff. And people tell me every day, like, you're so brave. And I tell people, I said, you know, I'm waiting to feel what that feels like, because every day I wake up and I don't feel so brave, but I'm wondering what brave feels like. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, being a military guy,
uh-huh.
You know, and we talk about our brave military members.
And you know I love them.
Right.
I love the military guys.
There's not a day that goes by when you're in the field that you're not afraid. Just, right. it is, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. You
That's
lose somebody.
That's what keeps you safe.
Right. So mm-hmm. being brave and being afraid or being scared of the unknown, they're not separate from each other.
Right.
They're not. I mean, just
right.
because you don't let fear rule your life mm-hmm. does not mean that you don't have fear.
Right.
It means you control your fear and you're a warrior.
You move through.
Yeah,
you push through.
You're a warrior. Warriors move through their fear.
Yes.
Now, I don't get afraid normally. I mean, but there's times when I get into a situation that I'm like, okay, you know, I'm gonna use my skill and training to get through this situation. The 6 inches between my ears is the best weapon I have. So, you know, using that skill, knowing what I need to go to get through this situation, is what I use. And fear is a part of that.
Well, you know, the one of the funniest things, or one of the most dangerous things about me, is that I'm not like afraid for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm rarely afraid for myself, so I do a lot of dumb things, you know, but like, I'll be afraid for my kids or my family or a friend, but when it comes to me, like, people will say, well, aren't you afraid? Or I'm like, no, not so much, you know what I mean? I'm more concerned for other people. It's just something that really doesn't work for me. it's not going to help me where I'm at right now. But one thing that was really odd today, I was telling Dan on the drive over here, is like, for the first time in a few months, my kids realized that there's this chance that my story might not end the way they want it to.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just kind of different, you know? It's
yeah.
kind of different.
And that reality is traumatic everywhere. I
yeah.
mean, it's not just the gem story. This is a story that's going across America.
And that's why everybody has to know.
Right. A very good friend of mine lost his life this weekend. He's a partner at work. He fell and hit his head riding with his son at Big Bear.
What?
Yeah, fell and hit his head doing downhill riding at Big Bear on his bicycle. Lost his life. The more tragic story here is his mother has terminal cancer.
Oh.
And this guy's 12. This kid is 12 years old.
1-2 punch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, like they have that sense of okay. I'm not going to have anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I can imagine that for that child as well as for mine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think my kids are doing a great job. You know, they considering, like they don't really realize that this is really one of those situations. And you know, I think that moving through the whole thing, they're doing a really good job. So if you have a chance, I'm gonna I have a vlog that I'm documenting stuff. I'm gonna have pictures up. I hope people will buy my pictures, buy my buttons, pass them around. If there's places that I can speak, churches, I don't care, women's groups, whatever, that would be awesome to just to tell them about what I'm doing. I'm going to be doing events. If you guys have an event that I can go to, set up a booth, anything, I will do anything. So I can go ahead and do the networking and just get out there, do what I got to do.
Wow. Are you also involved in any of the walks?
No, I don't do that stuff.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why. That's
okay.
just not a good fit for me.
I am so sorry, but you guys have about 20 seconds.
Okay, well, then you guys have to find me online, but you guys can know what you can do with your pink ribbon.
No,
I'm not a pink ribbon kind of girl.
Okay. There you go.
Okay, so
this is Kicking It Old School on 10:50 a.m. We'll see you next week, Monday at 5 o'clock. It's a great show, Jim.
20 seconds.